a first interview with Robert C. Bose Jr. in his home in Duxbury, Massachusetts. And this is June 27, 1986. And the interviewer is Robert Brown for the archives. Bob, maybe to begin, we could just begin at your beginning. Could you talk a little bit about early memories and things?
As far as the gallery is concerned, you don't care about...
Well, I'd like to hear, what was your... before you were at the gallery as a child, you grew up in Brookline, didn't you?
Yes, we lived in Brookline at 216 Gardner Road, which is out beyond Washington Square. I lived there from the time I was about 5 years old until I was about 35 years old, or a little over 30 years old. And we commuted, I commuted first to prep school in Newton, Country Day School, for 5 years, and then to Harvard for a couple of years. I was in the class of 1934, planning to go the whole way, but the art business collapsed in 1932 completely. And it might be interesting to note that it never recovered for 30 years from that time. But in 1932, my brother Morton had finished college the previous year and had joined the gallery. And my brother Herbert was at Moses Brown School, had not finished, but he had to leave school.
In Providence.
In Providence.
You were a Providence family originally.
That's right. And my father went to Brown, and my grandfather taught at Brown.
Well, had it always been assumed, it was back, a moment of your childhood, assumed that you and your brothers would probably go join your father's
Yes, not
business.
Only assumed and probably, it was definitely stated, all males of the Bose family were, it was understood they would naturally go into the gallery.
Your father had quite a great deal of pride in the continuity within the family.
Yes, he had his brother with him and a nephew who had been with him and did stay with him 48 years.
Charles Thompson.
Charles Thompson, and his brother was Nathaniel M. Bose, who lived in Providence all his life also and commuted to Boston. Charlie Thompson lived in North Attleboro and commuted by train for 48 years.
Well, you've mentioned in your memoirs a good deal about your childhood, but you didn't say whether or not before you came on in 1932 to the gallery, did you as boys go in to help in any way, or were you at all involved?
No, we really weren't involved. We did go into the gallery frequently, but never as helpers of any kind. So my first introduction really was in 1932. After getting out of college for good, I took a trip to Europe for a couple of months by myself. And then in the fall...
Did you go to look at museums?
Or? Yeah, I looked at museums everywhere, and I have some copious records of that, my impressions of various places. Museums were my main aim, really, in England and in Europe.
Of course, this was because of the Depression you had to leave Harvard, but
that was
on the other hand, were you unwilling to go into the business, or you really...
No, I've been looking forward to it anyway. I, with considerable... pleasure to look forward to it. And I would say that I didn't have to leave Harvard. I had a little above a B average, and they did offer me jobs as stoking furnaces and waiting on table and everything else to stay, but I thought I'd learn more at the gallery, and I'm sure I did.
Was your mother in favor of you boys all going into the business?
Yes, although she had never found the business to be too great a supplier of cash from the Well, during the 20s, of course, I shouldn't say that because the 20s were pretty plush for my father. And he did live pretty high off the hog. He was away. My father traveled most of his business life, which is very tough on my mother, especially bringing up five children alone. But father, as he traveled, did it in high style. He took a wardrobe trunk with him always and had his tails and his tuxedo all and his spats and his light kid gloves. He always had to have assistance in everything he did. Maybe I shouldn't get into too much of this detail, but I think his life may have been somewhat spoiled by a letter that he got from the office of the Army in Washington, D.C. when he graduated from Brown, because he was in charge, he was